This morning, the Pew Charitable Trusts and South San Francisco-based biopharmaceutical company Akeogen are announcing an agreement to share data from Akeogen's discontinued antibiotic research program on Pew's open access platform known as Spark. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Alan Cockle, Senior Director of Health Programs for the Pew Charitable Trusts. Mr. Cockle, thank you for joining us this morning. Why is the release of this information such a big deal?
Good to be with you. It's a big deal because bacterial resistance is a big deal. 23,000 Americans every year die from a resistant infection, and we don't have nearly enough drugs in the pipeline, in development, to treat the bacteria we have today, much less the resistant infections we'll face in the future. And Akeogen, by sharing these data on a publicly accessible platform, is really doing something that will help any researcher at any drug company or any university lab in the future who's trying to find new antibiotics.
So let's roll back. What they were doing was working on something that didn't pan out. And behind all of that research, there's a whole huge set of data. Is this basically what's happening here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Akeogen's a drug company that focuses on antibiotics. They've had drugs recently approved, but they also went after one particular target where they just couldn't get it to work, and that happens in drug development. And usually when that happens, all the data just kind of goes away forever and nobody benefits from it. So even though Akeogen didn't get a successful drug here, they're going to share all this information, all the structures they created in their research so that other scientists can use that information and use it to help hone their strategies and future search for new antibiotics.
This may be a peculiar question, but it would seem like that information must have some value. Will they be able to write this off as a loss or something?
Well, that's a question you'd have to ask them, but they aren't giving up the intellectual property in those structures, but they are sharing them so that other people can use them and understand lessons from the properties of those structures.
There must be an awful lot of this sort of stuff throughout the world of pharma, right? I mean, these trials, trials, things don't get to the finish line. How much do you think is locked up in terms of knowledge like this?
A lot. As you say, most times when a company starts down the road to try and develop a drug, it doesn't pan out. That's just kind of the nature of science. And often that information doesn't get shared. And this is one of the first times where a company is taking all the data from a particular program and putting it into the public domain. We know there are other companies out there working on antibiotics, and actually we're talking with some of them too. And we think it's so hard to find new antibiotics that if more of these companies can start to share this data, they can all sort of stand on each other's shoulders.
Alan Cockle, thank you for joining us this morning. Mr. Cockle is Senior Director of Health Programs for the Pew Charitable Trusts. They're teaming up with South San Francisco-based biopharmaceutical company Akeogen to release information about that they've done on antibiotic research.